It's time now to play This Week in Ticket History, and here's our host, Ryan Baldwin.
Okay. Yes, thank you, Junior. I may or may not have been inspired by a certain invasion segment. We can call this Twith, which sounds like a certain boxer was hosting the segment. Maybe he would call it
Twith.
Twith. We don't have to go far for this first round of clips. Last year, EA and Creighton did a show on Labor Day. Don't know if you remember this one.
I don't.
What a combo.
When EA gets excited, he has some interesting vocalizations. He's been known to sound like a bird a couple of times.
Yeah.
Or a bear. We had our latest version of the EA owl during this time last year.
That's a pretty good deal.
Sure.
If you buy a regular price dozen, who wants to buy 24 donuts for $18? Who?
What is that?
Man, I don't know.
Don't know, because I have to try to do something like that. And whenever he gets excited, he does the little...
As I've always said, if a bear could talk, it would sound like EA.
We also had maybe the most disgusting segment we've ever had on the station on that same show, because I believe it was during the mix with, I think, Work in Progress was coming up. They did the hot dog eating contest between EA and Creighton.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. You can take the
All right,
the
we are 20
home.
Seconds now, guys.
That's okay.
We are 20 seconds, guys.
I'm going to feed them to my dog.
All right, we're getting close here.
Oh, that sound
from
EA.
Oh, my. All right. All right. 10. 9.
2 bites. EA.
7. 6. 5.
Final stretch.
4,
come on.
3.
Hurry.
Hurry.
I won.
And it looks like we have an official count of three and like three quarter hot dogs.
This was 5 on the plate.
Okay.
Well, we can count them pretty easily.
It was like Creighton got down 3, so it looks like, yeah, EA is
EA
the winner.
EA got 4 down.
And you look at you standing up doing all your little Joey Chestnut tricks, and look at me, I won.
That jumping helps a lot.
For nothing, because you lost. You're
but
a loser.
EA had the built-in distraction of his eating was so gross. That Creighton couldn't keep his stuff down.
Not sure if I'll eat again today.
Congratulations, loser.
All right,
let's
won't be
the
his
boys
only
that went next here on the ticket.
God.
Wow. There's a lot going on there.
He has a hard enough time communicating without the remnants of 4 hot dogs in his mouth.
And you had EA bubble voice in there from the hot dogs, and I assume buns that were stuck in there. Gross. On this show, the Musers, the Morning Musers, you know you guys have some history with trash cans?
Yeah.
Y'all have a couple of trash can related e-breaks.
Okay.
Now, these two were on the same week within 1 year of each other. As Gordo tried his hand on August 30th of 2022.
What if you're trying to get a job and you know your boss is an alum of whatever and you can be like, hey, check this
Boom.
Out.
Boom. Or you can go to the games. Guaranteed you'll be on TV if you rock the suit at That's the true, game man. Just like that. Boom, it's crazy. So it's reveal suits.
Did you just miss the whole trash can?
Gordon.
What are you doing? You're making a mess.
I mean, he was a whole 2 feet away.
Not even 2 feet.
I like how he puts his hands on his head like, oh.
You were right there,
trash.
Dude.
How did I miss the trash?
I had a stack of about 150 sheets of paper.
And not one made it in
I
the
know,
trash can.
What happened to our recycling bin?
George gave up on that.
Okay. Yeah.
You missed the whole entire trash can.
He told me he didn't care about the environment anymore. And he also said, let's go, Brandon. And then he just left.
Oh, my God. Did he scream it out loud before he walked out?
Screamed
And then... A year later, the same week, Junior, you channeled your inner Iceman here.
Hand it back.
Donovan's had much better form, and it flew through the air better. It was prettier.
Okay. This,
what?
I'm going that way.
It's an empty Coke bottle, by the way.
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. Let's go.
Oh!
Missed
so
again.
Close.
Damn.
Missed again.
It God, went all the way around. God. Those were way better attempts,
Damn.
Though, than
no, they
any
weren't.
Of yours.
God, touched both lips on
I
that.
They weren't.
That felt good.
That was a tough one.
That felt good. That was the walk-off. That was the Tiger Woods walk-off right there.
Yeah, but you didn't make it, so.
I know.
That was very close.
Check it out.
Anyway. And you, Craig missed it from 2 feet away.
Craig missed a George Gervin layup.
It's just embarrassing.
But I got the putback.
But then he had to tell us, uh-huh, check it out, and missed a layup from 3 inches.
So embarrassing.
He left it short. He tries to figure it out.
Did I say what we were trying to do? We're throwing an empty Diet Coke bottle into a trash can.
How did you miss that from 6 inches? You finger rolled it off the rim.
I put too much into the finger roll.
Put too much ice in it.
Did you say check it out before you missed it?
Yes.
Yes,
less than a foot away.
Not only did I embarrass myself, I embarrassed the legend of the Iceman.
We have time for one more?
Sure, why not?
All right, last one here on This Week in Ticket History. This one's going to really hit home with our wonderful board op, Tyler, because I believe it's the origin of his nickname. This is an epic Norm versus Collar fight from 2010, September 6th, I believe. And let's go ahead and, fast forward it to that mark I have there.
Okay, why would we want to cut him when we should cut this idiot that tried to gain 76 yards with 2 seconds left?
He fumbled once, Daryl.
He's an idiot. He should have went down.
Daryl, careful how you use the word idiot.
Well, he is an idiot.
Well, you know what?
I wasn't too careful, Daryl.
Careful, Daryl. Careful. Okay. That's a mirror you're looking in.
I wasn't too careful.
Hey, Norm.
Yeah.
I've seen some of your picks at the track. And sometimes they're not very good either.
Well, Daryl, then put out your own damn tip sheet. Tell me how you're doing. Tell me how you're doing at the track. And if you're using, and Daryl, if you're doing using my tip sheet and you're such a good handicapper, why the hell are you using the tip sheet? Why are you so stupid as to use a tip sheet that costs you money? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And your partner's the one that picks them. You don't do it.
Tommy Castillo and I put that program together years ago.
He did the advertising. He does the picking.
Daryl, thanks for your call.
Bye.
I appreciate it.
What year was that?
2010.
Oh, I miss those Norm fights with callers.
That was great.
Careful. It's a mirror. It's a mirror you're looking in. Careful when you say the word idiot.
Well, there you go. A few clips from This Week in Ticket History.
That's great.